Welcome, everybody, to The Peaceful Planet. This is show host Marcia McMahon coming to you live from the studios of CBS Radio. And you were just listening to Radical Dolphin by Bob Murray, as inspired from Spirit by John Lennon. And John and George are continuing to inspire Bob and myself with messages and music from the next dimension. And we have a very special guest with us today, and we hope you stay tuned. We are bringing forth a special show about channeling, and we have an expert with us on channeling who works with Saint Germain, and we'd like to welcome Aruna Byers to our program. Welcome, Aruna.
Thank you. Thank you. I've been looking forward to this.
Oh, me too. And, you know, we have such wonderful rapport, the two of us, and this is a topic that I think, you know, aspiring light workers and people that want to be on the spiritual path and are maybe just awakening to their possible gifts, I do think they need a lot of direction. And I know that, you know, you have some wonderful references to Saint Germain and many messages from him. And if you haven't heard the program before, this is a spirituality program, and maybe I should back up a little bit. We're talking about channeling, and that is material that's delivered from masters and guides from higher dimensions above the earth. I work with the ascended masters, so does Aruna. I work with the archangels, I believe she does too. And we are highlighting and helping our listeners to focus in on what they need to know about good and bad aspects of good and bad channeling, and without making too many negative comments about channeling, we want to get into how best to distinguish truth from fiction. And this is going to be the focus of the program. And Aruna, I'd like you to give your website out and tell us a little bit about the course that you're doing, and then I'd like to read one of my newer messages from Archangel Michael on this very topic of channeling.
Great. My website address is http://awakeningcoach.com.
Wonderful. And you can be reached at email at awakeningcoach@comcast.net, right?
That's correct, yes.
And when does your channeling course start?
It actually begins Tuesday evening. However, for those people who can't get into the Tuesday evening class, I am going to have it recorded onto MP3 files. So people want to register for the class, they can actually download the files as soon as the class is completed, and they'll have an ongoing record of it.
That's really nice that you're doing that. You know, we record our shows in MP3, and I want to mention, too, I'm going to have this available soon on my website, but it's not quite up yet. I've done an Ascension series, and Aruna, your last chat with us will be in those files, and we're going to make that available to our listeners for a small fee. And basically, it's going to involve interviews with people worldwide who are working on the topic of ascension, channeling, and other things. And then I have another CD titled The Holy Grail Mysteries that will also be archived shows from BBS Radio that are arranged by theme. So anyway, that's great, and we encourage all of our listeners to check out Aruna's website and to check out my website at www.dianaspeakstotheworld.com. I want to mention, too, that I've left up my ads on my website for reduced readings with the Archangels, and I also have my book with Love from Diana on sale. Now, I want to read a couple of messages here, one from Diana and one from Archangel Michael, because I usually introduce my show with one or two messages from the Masters, and then we're going to have time throughout the hour to get into more detailed information from Aruna and have her read some of her messages from Saint Germain. But this is dealing with the issue of what to believe, what's written out there on the Internet. And I know many people probably visit the BBS radio site and see the Spiritual Notebook, which covers a lot of good channeling information. I know Don posts a lot of excellent material out there. But, you know, you can't believe everything that's out there that's written, whether it's in the written newspaper, whether it's supposedly a factual article, or whether it's channeling. And you have to kind of use the same guidelines that you would use for anything that you see written. You know, if it doesn't resonate as truth with you, don't take it. And for that reason, I'd like to read a brief excerpt from my book. This was from a review of my book by Rose Campbell, and she was commenting on the truth of channeling. So this is Rose. These are Rose's words, and then we're going to move into Diana's words as she gives advice on how to know what channeling is true and the veracity of channeling. So this is Rose here. Through her ability to channel the gift of speaking to the realm of spirit, Marcia was contacted by Diana in May of 2001. Marcia's first book is a transcription of Diana's messages to Marcia concerning not only the Middle East situation, but includes letters to her sons, thoughts on education for the new millennium, and astounding thoughts about many aspects of life. For those who wonder about the veracity of material delivered through channeling, Diana's own words offer a wonderful insight. Truth stands on its own merit, its own accord. The only way to verify the message is to let it resound within your soul. And if it is true, it will resound accordingly. I work through other channels, and each one is a filter through which my words resonate. Some are more accurate than others, and all have human faults. In all fairness to the question, how to know if this was really Diana, I can verify the truth of this channel. But the reader must also make up his or her own mind, and this is so in any endeavor, in anything one reads. Put aside judgments and prejudices as you read my material so that my voice can be heard around the world and within your own heart. And that's an excerpt from Diana's words to me. So, you know, I think what she's saying is that you can't believe everything that you read and really test it against your own inner resources. And I think if you were to sign up for Aruna's course, Aruna would be going over things like that in the course as well as directing you to greater aspects of channeling, correct?
That's correct. I will say that when I first started channeling, I knew nothing about it. It was in 1985. Mm-hmm. And there weren't many channels out there that I could consult with and get some guidance from. So I went through the school of hard knocks in trying to figure out whether my own channeling was clear and accurate, whether other people's channeling was clear and accurate. And I had a lot of things happen to me to show me that sometimes there was ego interference, sometimes there were things that they were trying to bring through, but because I had no understanding of that at all, it was really hard for me because I was blocking the flow. There were certain things that I would hear from other channels that didn't fit with mine. And
right.
I would ask and say, well, how could they both be right?
Mm-hmm.
And I got some guidelines. And this series of circumstances led me on a search on how I could become the clearest channel possible. And then I wrote a book with some NLP trainers when I lived in Germany, and we actually did a model of channeling by interviewing 9 different channels.
Aruna, and can you speak up a little bit? I hate to interrupt, but just one second. Let me turn my volume up, too, a little bit.
Okay.
And see if you can turn your volume up on your phone. I don't know how our listeners are hearing you, but you're not coming clear for me. So 1 second, please.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Aruna?
Yes.
Okay, now
I'll try to
go
louder. So what I was saying is that because of all of the ups and downs I had with being a beginning channel and not really understanding how to work with these energies, I ended up working with 2 trainers of neurolinguistic programming, and we created a model of channeling by working with 9 channels and the entities that they channeled to find out everything we could about channeling. And then ultimately,
wow,
I turned it into a course that I could share with other people. And that includes what to look for in channeling.
Mm-hmm.
For example, it is recommended that we only work with beings of the highest level of awareness. Mm-hmm. And if we want to do that, number one, we need to work on our own level of awareness so that our vibration connects with the highest level. But the other thing is, if we're looking at what people have channeled, to be able to determine whether we should consider it accurate or not, there's definitely some things we can look for to see whether we should avoid it. And one of those things is it negative?
Mm-hmm,
now, I don't mean negative by, is there something that is predicted that might not appeal to us? By negative, I mean, is it putting down somebody or something? Because the masters are totally loving. And if it's coming from a high level of awareness, they're not going to be putting down anyone.
Exactly. And, you know, I have to say, with my experience with channeling, that I've met many other people who claim to channel Diana. And I have found one or two, and I will not use any names, of course, because I am myself not negative. But I appeared on another program one time, and these people had the audacity to write me and accuse me of being a fraud. And they had a website with supposedly information from Diana that totally contradicted what I had. And furthermore, the negativity of their tone to me in email and the fact that they would go to a radio show producer and say that, those are all indications that those people are not working with the light or working even possibly with Diana. And when I read her supposed words from them, it was all gibberish. It made no sense, and it wasn't what I had. Now, sometimes you will get fine gradations of slight differences, but I do work with Rose Campbell, another verified channel for Diana, and I've also featured Andrew Russell Davis on our program, who is a full voice channel, but I work with many other masters, and I think you're right. The negativity can be superimposed on the channeling from the person's own ego, and that is pretty easy to identify, especially if the person has some kind of ulterior motive to make money on what they're bringing out, or in some other way is putting something else or someone else down, and they're adamant about it. When you see people that attack other channels, you know to avoid them, because that's one distinguishing sign I found. Even if I found somebody that didn't agree with what I had channeled, it wouldn't be like me to put them down. But when people have come back at me and said, you know, these kinds of things, I think, you know, then that's a clear indication right then that they're not working with the highest level of love and vibration. And you have to put your own personal agenda aside when you're at the service of the masters and God, and you have to put God first, and you have to put your vibration must lift up to heaven, and you must actually begin to feel the presence of the masters before you can channel them. And you have to be totally open and willing to accept whatever is they're giving you. Now, you may get some kind of prediction that is somewhat what someone might call negative, or as in the case of some of my work with Diana, it sometimes involves predictions that could possibly have a negative outcome, such as her warnings about Iran right now. But that is for the ultimate purpose of the United States to kind of clean up its act and get busy with diplomacy. It's not for any other reason. So, yeah, I concur that there are negative entities that can come through in channeling. But for the most part, if you keep your own heart and mind focused on really wanting to be of service to the light and really wanting to get the higher information through dictation or through voice channeling or however your gift works itself out, then you will be able to do it over time with practice. But, you know, I've also taught courses on ascension and channeling, and one person in my class was extraordinarily gifted, and I'm going to feature her message sometime during the show if I get a chance, because it's about something from Archangel Michael. And, you know, it was just extraordinary what she was able to do in a short time. And I'm sure a lot of the people that sign up for your course, Aruna, will be able to get your direction and your guidance, and they'll be able to pick up on your keenness to the subtle energies of spirit and use that as a guidepost. And that's really commendable that you're volunteering to teach this.
Well, I've been teaching this since 1993 when we completed our book.
Oh, wow.
I started teaching classes when I was living in Germany, and then I have taught it in the States and Japan also. So there are many people that do have this direct contact with spirit as a result of the research that we did and the course I was able to create out of it. And one of the things that I share in the course and really emphasize is information about working with the higher realms that give people more confidence and willingness to open up in that way, because knowing that there are many different levels of consciousness in the unseen world, unless you do have the ability to raise your vibration and know how to keep yourself in a clear state, it can be risky. I have had experiences myself where I actually was used by lower astral energies that were misguiding me and the people that were listening to what was coming through me, and that experience was very powerful in my research to determine how to make sure that never happens again. And so I want to prepare others to know what is necessary to be comfortable opening, not be afraid of connecting with something that is not appropriate or would be a negative influence on them or anybody else.
Right.
That's the major focus of it, is that plus discernment of what comes in, how to sense the energies, and actually how to be with those energies. And one other aspect I want to mention about the ego is that the thing to look for in channeling also is, does this message stroke the ego of the channel or the entity that's delivering it? That is a real guide.
Could you repeat that for us? That's an important point.
Does the message stroke the ego of the channel or the one delivering the message?
Mm-hmm. I think that's a very, very potent point there, too. Yeah. And I know we've all read that before.
Yes, and if that's the case, then it's not coming from the highest level of awareness.
Mm-hmm. So there are so many subtleties to this. Can you tell us a little bit about the unpleasant experience that you had with it? If it's something that we might find amusing, or if you don't want to go there, I completely understand. If it was a really bad experience, like, yeah, that's kind of okay with me, too.
Well, I'm in a place now where I don't judge it as being good or bad. I feel that it was something that happened to me to really wake me up to knowing that there were all kinds of entities out there, and that I couldn't just be totally open and receive whatever comes to me because I was an open channel.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no problem sharing it. And I do feel that people can learn from this experience. So I always do share it in my class. But I'll give you a brief overview. I was a channeling for 3 months. I knew nothing about protection or clearing or anything like that. I lived in an environment where I was very grounded and I was able to take a walk, and nature really supported me. But 3 months after I started channeling, I was invited to come to Japan. And when I went to Japan, I found myself in a concrete jungle where there were no trees, and I was not grounded. And I was channeling for 10 hours a day.
Oh, my goodness.
I had clients scheduled for me all day. I channeled at conferences, and then they wanted me to do preparation work for the weekend when I had some time off. So I was so much in the other realm that I was very ungrounded. And I found myself after 10 days doing channelings in a building that was shaped like a pyramid with a glass roof. And all of a sudden, I was told that my husband and children had been killed in a car accident. This came out in a reading to somebody else, that this had happened and that I was supposed to go on another mission with a Japanese person who I had briefly met but hadn't had a conversation with. And this was being told to a man which was supporting this other man's work. So I knew immediately something was wrong.
This was something that came through him, if I may interrupt, Aruna.
It came through me.
Oh, it came through you. Okay.
In the middle of a reading.
Yeah.
And I was really shocked because my readings are never about me. But all of a sudden, the entity that was there was discussing my life, and I had no way of checking it because my husband and children had gone on a trip. This was Thanksgiving time, and they were traveling. So I had no way of checking whether it was true.
Oh, how horrible.
It was pretty scary for me. It turns out that this man that I was going to be meeting shortly, he was supposed to be my next reading, he had been going to Japanese shrines and calling the entities of the shrines into his body.
Oh,
and
wow.
Being in his proximity, being an open channel with no protection and no grounding, I was a very good target.
That would have been terrifying. You poor thing. You know, I have to say I had a negative experience reading A Course in Miracles with channeling, and it was devastating. And but The Course in Miracles affects some people like that, and I took it too literally, and it gave me nightmares, and it just plunged me into deep depression, and it was horrible. But, you know, I did get through it, but I continued with The Course in Miracles for probably 10 or 15 years. A lot of people that have been introduced to channeling have read A Course, and I don't touch it anymore, and I don't feel a need for it, but it was like it became my addiction for some time, and it seemed to answer every single call that I had, and I do believe that in time it did all straighten out, but it took me years. And so, you know, it's not to be underestimated the damage that can be done through channeling or through the own negative ego and your own setup. Fear systems that may exist within you.
Right.
And I didn't begin actually channeling ascended masters or guides until I had 20 years or more of reading channeling behind me, and then began to hear from, you know, Princess Diana and then my higher self. But if people are concerned about, I think, dangers, they need to first learn how to connect with their own inner angel and their own guides and their own higher self, which is part of what we call the monad. And then they need to structure themselves in such a way that they have time for meditation and prayer, and they set aside a time each day that they can connect with guidance for their guidance. And that's pretty much how I learned to channel, was just because I was needing guidance on various issues in my own personal life. And it was the information that I was bringing forth was so superb and superior to anything that I could have made up in my own mind that I began to trust and understand that I had a circle of guides around me and everything. But it's a slow process opening up to channel, and you do have to be careful. And I think protection, you know, when I was teaching my channeling course, or ascension course it was titled, in the fall, we were meeting physically together at my house, and we did protection every time, and I can't stress enough the importance of protection and the importance of understanding how the process actually works, because you can get so confused and so mixed up on it. But once you become clear, which is where I am and where you are, obviously, I think channeling is a true joy, and it adds so much information and dimensional energy that otherwise wouldn't be available. And it's for me, it's always uplifting. But you have to be in a frame of mind that's uplifted in order to connect to spirit and get the highest guidance, don't you think?
Yes, either that or find a way to completely detach from your own personal story so that you can be empty enough to access that level of vibration.
You know, I'd like to read an excerpt from Archangel Michael that addresses this very issue. And also, then I'd like to have you read some of your messages, and we'll just continue on this topic, because it's one that I'm sure we won't even completely cover in this conversation, but I think it's really helpful for those people that are reading a lot of the channeling on the Internet and want to begin their own spiritual search to know about your course. And I'm also going to be offering a course, but I'm not at the moment. But if you're interested, you can send an email to me at dianaspeaks@hotmail.com with questions, and I'll put you on a list. But I would suggest you sign up for Aruna's course. Now I'd like to read this from Archangel Michael here. See what it was that he was addressing. Oh, okay. This is an excerpt, keep in mind. The angels and masters and those of the earth planes have a plan for peace for 2007. Your work with Princess Diana is a part of that vision, as she has shared her vision of peace with you now for almost 7 years. We in the angelic hierarchy would like the people of the United States to stand up against tyranny and more war. We ask you to become vocal in whatever way you can and to write congressmen and women and ask that the situation to be brought to swift and final justice. And then he goes on to comment, and he says, there will be more Earth changes this year as Mother Earth cleanses herself of war and negativity from the people of Earth who have abused her. As more population is lost, more people who are light workers will be needed to speak words of comfort and to do the work of assisting in these areas of devastation. And then I'm speaking, can you say where some of these earth changes will be, Archangel? And Michael is saying, the so-called ring of fire in the Pacific Rim with tidal waves, eruptions, and possibly tsunami. There is a possibility of earthquakes and tremors in California. There are other volcanic eruptions possible, as this has been set in motion, and it would be best for your audience not to focus on fear. We ask all listening to learn to attune to our vibration so as to gain intuitive ability through this channel or others who teach channeling or ascension, as this channel does. To listen to mainstream media does not teach one how to work with finer energies. So, you know, he's saying that you need to sign up with the teacher, essentially. And he's also giving some predictions about the earth changes, but he isn't willing to go completely into it because the mass consciousness will pick up on that, and then they'll just feed more fear into that. So, you know, I'm getting the same kinds of material, Aruna, that you are, but I would like you to, you know, feel free to read some of your recent messages from Saint Germain. I saw your message on the Lady Isis message board yesterday on his Saint Germain on conspiracy theories. If you'd like to read a portion of that, or really anything that you'd like to read is fine from Saint Germain.
Well, let's see.
I have them copied.
The latest
here.
One I got was qualifications for ascension, which I thought
okay.
was really interesting.
Okay.
He was talking about many people don't really feel that they are candidates for ascension. And so he gave me 10 points
mm-hmm.
of that say, if this is true for you, then you're one of my candidates. And it kind of gives you some guidelines about what they're actually looking at.
Oh, wonderful. Well, please feel free to read it. Because
all right, well, before I say that, I'd like to read a message that I got a while ago from Archangel Raphael.
Oh,
because
sure.
it addresses this issue of channeling and contact. And I really like it because it gives me a method of, that people can adopt immediately to get connected to God's guidance.
Wonderful.
So he says, please accept that non-attunement is the greatest disease in man's existence. It creates disturbance to the natural course of growth and mankind's dependence on another answer for direction. My concern about the days to come is this lack of attunement to God's desires and the ability to get directions from this level of awareness. Meditation and being centered are critical for this. Please do this together and also by yourself. An attitude of love of God must begin, and demonstration of godliness that can release any disturbance needing conversion. Apply this method of receiving God's guidance. Say to yourself, my will and God's will are one. I am a child of God and a messenger of God's desire. My message today is, then await God's direction and do nothing but accept the answer.
That's beautiful. And that's very, you know, that pretty much sums it up. What you've got to do is have a pure heart and desire nothing else but God.
Right.
And there are many people around that have lesser gods, or they let their negative ego tell them what it is their urgent desire is, whether it's money, job, or, you know, whatever worldly things they're thinking about. And I think it's hard for people to go beyond their worldly needs or beyond a healing need or something. But you really have to put everything aside and put God first, don't you, Aruna?
Yes.
And I know you've done that. And I find that you yourself are an amazing master. And I think what happens is when you work with the Masters and the Archangels over time, and I know Aruna's been doing this longer than I have, you become a Master. And the question is not, do you want to channel the Masters? The question is, do you want to become a Master? And, of course, channeling is an important component to self-mastery, but you really can't get there without spiritual guidance. You can't rely on somebody else's guidance. Ultimately, you have to learn to go within yourself, where there's a sanctuary within you. Think of it as a paradise or a garden within your very heart, and know that that exists because we're all part of the divine. We're all part of the divine spark. So our consciousness is connected to the divine, whether or not mainstream media wants to acknowledge that or not. And thank God for BBS, because they're putting these kinds of messages out there, you know?
Yeah, so when the ego does dissolve, that's really the intention of all of these messages, is to get us to the place where we are no longer identified with the personality, and we are able to be godlike in expressing our divine nature all the time. We actually have that knowing that comes from the Masters, so that it isn't a matter of having to have them guide us. We have the guidance directly. But it gives us a wider perspective, because each of the Masters and Archangels have like a different view of what's happening from what we can, from our limited vision. So to me, it's like collaborating with a mastermind group and finding out all these different perspectives and putting it together, grounding it in our third dimension reality by our own level of mastery. And that's the gift that we all are here to share.
Now, let me ask you, Aruna. Yes, I agree. And I think you're a very good example, a fine example of doing just what you say you're doing. If somebody wanted to sign up for your coaching class, would that be on Awakening Coach?
It gives them information on how to contact me. There is a flyer there. I think the flyer actually has the wrong date. It starts Tuesday the 16th. And
okay.
It goes for five different Tuesdays. There'll be an hour and a half session, 7:30 to 9 Mountain Time.
Mm-hmm. That sounds fabulous. And
so
I congratulate
you. What I need is
an
email letting me know that they want to do it. And then I'll give them an address, and they can send me a money order to that address, or they could pay through PayPal. That's another possibility.
Wonderful.
I actually have people in England and Australia who will be taking the course.
Oh, fabulous. So they're going to be a different time zone, but still, that is so wonderful. That is just great. And I hope those in our audience listening who want to spiritually expand will think about signing up. And I think it's only $100, isn't it, for five
only
five
$100. That's one-third of what I charge when I gave it in person.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's a good price. It's really only $20 per session, and you can ask questions and get all this information. And you're not going to get it from, you know, just anybody. You want to study with a master, you know, so that's the thing. You want to be working with the best that there is. So I know that you are very good in what you do, Aruna. It's wonderful that you're offering this service.
And it's also coming in an MP3 file. So those that take the course can download that file. And if I can figure out a way to do it, I will also make that MP3 file available for people to take the course at a later time.
Mm-hmm.
But
that
I'm not quite
too.
Sure.
I'm thinking of something like
of
that myself.
Yet.
Because I did a class locally, and I got a mixture of level of initiates. In other words, some people were very sincere, other people wanted different things, and you know, so I didn't think that all the participants were necessarily equal in sincerity or in attempting to do their meditation. Other people had other agendas, be they different or whatever. But in my thinking, and I think in St. Germain's, nothing could be more important right now than working on one's ascension.
Well, I've been taking these series of messages from him and the other masters now for about a year and a half on a very regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one of the main themes, is things are going to get difficult, and you're not going to necessarily have the internet to get a message from, or you're not necessarily going to have a friend who's channeling for you. You need to have your direct contact so you have your own guidance moment to moment. And if you don't have somebody in your community, or you don't have it yourself, how are you going to connect? Because we might not be able to access international news
and know what's true
based on the news that we do receive.
Mm-hmm. You know, Archangel Michael has alluded to some massive earth changes, and while I don't want to instill any fear in anyone, and we can all, you know, use Saint Germain's violet flame to deter the possibilities of such things like tsunami and earthquake and so on. But when these things, and if they start coming in and they are more damaging than those of us who are working with the light and trying to prevent them from being too much, you know, basically we may be without, you know, internet connection, phone connection. We may be in an emergency where we need to know. And how do you know where you need to go to be safe? So much of our intuitive natural abilities have been discredited by our mass consciousness, and it's such a disservice to humanity, really, because I think humanity is basically awakening to divine consciousness and to intuition. So, you know, people have been taught not to trust their intuition, but animals all know what to do when there's going to be a tsunami. They all moved up to the higher ground, and very few animals were lost in that other tsunami. Now, I think humans have it within them to sense danger, but very often they'll deny it. So, you know, it's just situations like that could come up for a person that, you know, that's the extreme example, but you could be in any situation and need the advice of the masters. And it's not like just because you're able to channel means that, you know, you're connected to heaven and that you're automatically protected. You could be automatically protected if you know how to channel. But that's, you know, but how do you know not to get on a certain airplane? How do you know, you know, how do you know from moment to moment what to do? You connect with spirit. So I think it's essential for avoiding unpleasant circumstances and situations that could be considered a very tough situation, you know. So
yeah,
I completely... Yeah, go ahead.
I think there's more than just protection. I think there's guidance once we're in a situation that might be difficult in what to do with it. For example, some of the predictions that I've received is that we could be under martial law. We could be given information from either the government or the news media or wherever that is distorted and not true for us, and
mm-hmm.
we need to be able to discern whether that's true or not, and we can't do that unless we have some place to check in and find out whether it's right.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I completely concur with that. And I wondered if there were any other of your great messages from Saint Germain that you had prepared for the show that you felt were significant.
Well,
or if there were other messages that you'd like to... I have some here that I could read excerpts from because I ran a few of them off.
Well, I do have the qualifications for ascension that I mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Without reading the entire thing, I could actually just read the list of the 10 things that he talked about.
Oh, please do. That'd be wonderful.
Okay. Number one, he says... Oh, first of all, I just want to say... he says... Not enough of my chelas have given themselves enough credit to consider themselves one of those ascending. Non-awareness cancels this contract, so I'm now going to detail all of the reasons ascension can be their next consciousness. And the first, no conditions of change can negate the open and active love now delivered from any of them. Two, no attitudes of mine versus yours cancels their ability to give. Three, no details of their mental dialogue attack others. Four, no close encounters with other dimensions create negative attitudes. Five, claims of advanced mastery do not concern them. Six, names and abilities are God's choice, not the choice of their daily mental activity. If a name was taken, it came from many causes other than dislike of an existing name. Seven, pretense about danger has been cleared. Eight, money cancellation has been by initiation, not dark contact. Acceptance of this has been another level of development. Nine, no details of mass consciousness control their mental decisions. 10, planetary consciousness has gone on to the fifth dimension, my chelas have continued to grow in awareness during this advance.
Aruna, could you please reread some of these, like number 8, for instance, and let's get some clarity on what that meant.
Great. Money cancellation has been by initiation, not dark contact.
What is he saying
there? It's been another level of development. Now, what he means by that is many light workers have been having money issues in the last few years. They've either lost jobs or the amount of cash flow that they've had in the past has slowed down. I know for myself, when I left Japan and I moved to Colorado, I didn't put myself out there as a spiritual teacher. I haven't really been promoting myself, and my income went down dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
And this has happened to many of the people that I know. And I couldn't understand why I would start something and it would be like hitting a brick wall continuously.
Mm.
And what I realized through my channeling is that this was an initiation to accept things as they are and know
mm-hmm.
that was actually leading me into another direction and another level of awareness.
You know, I had a similar experience with that, and it gave me some time off to actually teach Ascension instead of, I teach art history for a number of colleges, you know, and I love it. But, you know, it's different than teaching my Ascension courses or my light work. And around here, I'm in this area that is all corn and beans. It's the Midwest, and everybody's a fundamentalist. So getting my light work out there personally has not met with a great deal of recognition or success in the local area. Thank God for BBS and for the international ability of the internet, you know. But this I relate to. It's almost like you have to sit and wait it out sometimes, don't you?
Well, surrendering to what is, being
mm-hmm.
okay with what is, actually deepens our awareness. Anything we resist is a negative that we're putting out in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's we can mentally say we prefer this or that, but as soon as we have a great deal of resistance, this is against something, and that's negativity. And that lowers our vibration. That
well,
decreases
also,
our energy.
With regard to money, too,
mm-hmm.
you almost have to surrender to God and say, okay, I'm at your service. I'd like to do thus and such. This is my desire. But sometimes, you know, that desire has to be put on hold for whatever reason until a greater manifestation can show up, I think.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I first started channeling, I was in the real estate business. I was very successful. I had all the material things that I could possibly want.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, my business stopped. From one day, my phone rang constantly, to the next day, it didn't ring at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't understand that. I was resisting this stoppage because I was dependent on that money to maintain my lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And it just stopped, and I nearly went crazy trying to figure out, what am I going to do next? How am I going to create more money? And I finally had to surrender to not having it and to be okay with that so that I could move to my next step, which happened to be channeling. But I wouldn't have been able to channel based on the stressful life I was living and always being so busy and focused outwardly, that I recognized later that this was done for my best good, for the good of the planet, but I had no idea at the time, and I was just so resistant. And the same thing happened when I came here. I started these different businesses that didn't work, and I now realize that I never would have gone back to channeling and delivering these messages had I continued to perform work-wise the way I was doing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, spirit has its own way, and I think some things do just happen and come along, and they're sort of unfortunate at the time. And sometimes there aren't that many good reasons why you should suffer lack, at least as it appears then. But in retrospect, you can look back and see that maybe it was a step to your own spiritual growth. You know, it's just like anything that unfortunate happens to a person. You can choose to work with it, accept it, and make it a benefit or not, but that is life, you know. It does bring some surprises that can be kind of tough, and that's why you need to have your guidance right there.
Well, this is really a good example of what will happen to us if mm-hmm. we have a major earth change take place where we're living. For example, mm-hmm. New Orleans. You know, if people in New Orleans had an experience like I had had where everything in my life stopped and there was nothingness, mm-hmm. that they get very angry, they get upset, they're not being grounded in the light, they're not putting light out in the world, they're into their suffering and their grief and their frustration and their anger at things not getting done in time. But as light workers, we are here to anchor the light when things get difficult. So having things go off in our lives so that we can surrender and maintain being anchors of light when things aren't easy is really preparing us for the possibility of having to do that at a later mm-hmm. time when things are a lot worse than just losing your job.
Exactly. And I think that is marvelous wisdom, Aruna, and I concur with what you're saying. It's, every word of it is true, and I think that, you know, just speaking with you and having this opportunity to share your messages from Germaine and your insight on channeling, I hope it uplifted our audience and gave them more to think about. Hopefully they'll sign up for your class. Hopefully they'll visit my website. Let's give out websites one more time, and then we're going to listen to some music to close out our show for today. Your website is http://awakeningcoach.com, and my website is www.dianaspeakstotheworld.com, and you can find more about Aruna's workshop and her new course on channeling. And you can also find more of the messages from the Masters on my website, as well as sign up for a reading or purchase a copy of With Love from Diana. And I want to talk a little bit about the music that we're going to bring on next. We're going to hear Radical Dolphin by Chris Morris. We heard Radical Dolphin at the start of the program by Bob Murray. This is a song written by Bob Murray, and the lyrics have been channeled in from spirit from the one and only great John Lennon, as inspired from him. And I wanted our audience to enjoy the music. Chris did a fun rendition of my lyrics from John, and then I think we'll probably play another song of Bob's from the so-called half-beats in spirit. That's what they're calling themselves now, John and George, that is, Lennon and Harrison. And we're honored to have them on our show as well. So, again, it corroborates the truth of channeling. Aruna, thank you so much. It's been a true pleasure to have you with us.
So thank you, Marcia. Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, sure. And I wish you the best of luck in your course. And I know we'll be in touch again through email. And many blessings to you and all of our audience. And we're going to close out with a Radical Dolphin mix by Chris Morris. And then we'll probably play another song, Appreciated Angels. So thank you all for listening. We're closing out The Peaceful Planet. Please visit us again next week at this time. Thank you, and have a great day.
Radical Dolphin swimming the seas, know something's up on Earth. Sees and feels its truth, living in deep blue on its shimmering waters. Radical Dolphin feeling something new about to be born. Singing your song, gliding right along, harmony in the waters. A whole new day, a whole new way. Just sunshine in the sea. Carry the codes, ready to go. Speak to man when till the walls are rising. Poison in the sea, got to keep it free. No more polluted waters. Let it cool off and ask for no more harm to all the oceans of earth. Diving very deep, promises to keep guardian of the waters.
When will the human race awaken to ascension? When will it be safe for man and peace?
You know it's blue, you know it's true. Vibrations of the deep carry the codes, red and gold. And let the sun shine down. We ask for peace, just let it be. On to ocean bright, really isn't right. Harmony in the waters. Radical dolphin smiling up at you. All is one and all is well. After days beneath the ocean waves, friendship in the waters.
The dolphins proclaim peace throughout the ocean and ask for no more sonar waves from war machines.
A whole new day, a whole new way. Just sunshine in the sea. Carry the coast, ready, go, dolphin. The new earth is being born. Ready, go, dolphin, swimming the sea. Something's up on earth. Sees and feels it's true. Living in the blue, amid shimmering waters. Radical dolphin feeling something new. About to be born on earth. Singing a song. Gliding right along, harmony in the waters.
Do your part to help the planet. Save the whales.